Now this here ain't no ordinary love, and I'll be hooked on you just like a drug. Cause you got what I'm needing, damn, my body's leaning. I can't go one day without your love. Now this ain't something that I usually do, but for some reason I can't keep my cool. Since the day I met you, must be something special. Got me shook up with the things you do.
We make love, baby.
Schizophrenic, poetic justice, form I just an addict. told her let me live, but I guess she listened back.
All that money and power. Get this money, matter of power, man.
Power.
All I want is the power.
All I want is the power.
Money bring me the power.
All I want is the power. Money and the power. Money, mafia, middle finger to you cowards. Heard pussy got power. That's a different kind of power. Nigga work his ass off.
Call me Benson, way I put together this team. We all came from the struggle, but I came from the cream. They say the cream rise to the top. Motherfucker, what you mean? I said my daddy out the brick to my grandma that new house. Everybody that I left, nigga, they didn't walk out. So I did it on my own. I don't owe nobody's shit. I'm a hood nigga, but I'm motherfucking rich. And I ride in that Rolls Royce cause I made it. And this family shit done got crazy. For a $1 million, your friends will change. You might lose your fucking old lady. It ain't no limit to us getting paper. Nigga, work hard. Middle fingers to you haters. Y'all can't stop.
All I want is power. Money in the power.
Yeah.
Money mafia. Middle finger to you cowards. Heard pussy got power.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of power.
Yeah.
Nigga, work his ass off to get $1 million fucking dollars.
All I want.
I got all this power. I got all this powder, plus I got all these downers. I got heavy firepower. I put the power in power. Split your avocado, hair trigger, Palomalo. I'm the first to find out the last note. I'm the shit on the bathroom float. Used to sell fake crack or soap. They don't make soap like that no more. You live by the gavel or by the gun. Find out the chatter, we chop your tongue. And mail that bitch to your mama house with a note saying we got your son. I'm a beast in these streets. Nigga, say that then. I just did. But say that again. I'm a beast in these streets, nigga. Glock 40 on fleek, nigga. Blood gang, bitch. Respect the powers that be, nigga.
All I want is power. I'm not the strongest man in the world. I never said I was. But I feel none and I respect all. And if you disrespect it, I'm a dog ball.
In the ghetto where we all grind. Run up the sun now. Hustle all night. Pressure on the nets at all times. Take one of mine, then I'ma make sure that we all cry. Homicide, homicide. Shoot 'em up. Pray that it don't be a homicide. Homicide, homicide. Shoot 'em up. Pray that it don't be a homicide.
Bring my big bro Blazo. He ain't never gonna see that day glow. Nigga try to meet caught a body, cause that pack didn't wave right. Old people screaming, leave him alone. And that shit that ain't right. Bitch, where I'm from, we earn stripes. Whether that means 25 life. Many killers ain't coming home. Pay tail all on the phone. Niggas down for hitting them licks. Flipping them bricks and busting the chrome. My niggas down for hitting them licks. Flipping them bricks and busting the chrome. Niggas down for taking them back. Ripping that crack, selling them zones.
Trying to get my cousin Vito 4 years for cocaine cases. But I'm steady, pissy, and dirty. Residue from them birdies and a nigga on probation.
Homicide.
Much straight move. Ain't no sleeping, nigga. Beefing is a much straight. Band-aids on my fingertips with gloves on. I clutch crawler. Duct tape the bottom of my shoes with the snub on. Up and spread to the pavement. You a blood donor. Infrared, white shirt, red, all the blood on you. Throw a bag of drugs on you for the crime scene. Drug related homicide, closed case, crime scene. Extend the stick out, pick a block him to the dick out. Doctor was your bitch, she set you up, caught with your dick out. Trail you to the club and catch you thieving out that bitch. My decoy fight cause a distraction, leave you leaking out that bitch.
In the ghetto where we all grind, run up the sun now, hustle all night. Shoot him up, pressure on the net at all.
Now y'all niggas think
ain't gonna never get tired of this exclusive shit. So we gonna keep dropping it on you. Just Juice, Future, hosted by DJ Jazz, take off.
We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy and you gon' be up for a couple days. Another jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn.
It was in this styrofoam, this gang you see this episode. Foreign girls be talking to Miley, let me super song. Me and Future rolling the blunt, that's by the zone. With a couple of groupies that he invited home. I don't know what name, and they don't know what name. But if we both spend some change, I guarantee she do some things. But then Miley start moving, off them powers get groovy. These two girls making that movie, getting higher than coolest. Talking Pluto and Mars, elevate to the stars. Popping Xanax and bars, this purple right out the jar. I've been going so hard, in this Lambo Galore. My niggas trapping the raw, for bitches who like the soft.
Hello, hey.
Drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. Rockstar, Future Hendrix, John Lennon, reinvented, reincarnated. Big Pippin', Big Spender, Sam Butler, I'm a hustler. Put that codeine in my cup for tea. No spikes on my feet. Pluto, you catch me in that pseudo. Rari, what's the main bitch? I got her noggin. I'm city to city, making these movies. No flogging. Rockstar lifestyle, so rock on ice, yeah. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy, and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy, and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it.
I wake up next to what's her name?
You know,
drop the ice in the styrofoam. You know I'm double cupping, man.
Yeah.
I roll awake and bake, I push gang. You already know the agenda, making money. It's my pleasure,
yeah.
Damn. Every day I just gotta get money. You know they can't stop me, I'm on it and I'm on it. My hustle game can't be copied.
Fuck all these faggots.
They ain't seeing me.
Throw the purple in that 24K. Call that blunt LA Lakers.
Money making my major. All these niggas need favors.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the mayor. Yeah, baby, I'm fucking
getting it.
Man, I've been telling these niggas I ain't playing.
No, we got drugs. Y'all niggas act like Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy and you gon' be up for a couple.
You listening to Justice Lane right now. This your boy Gold Rush. I ain't gon' lie.
La música de Harry Fry.
This is it, huh? Ocho, A6, huh? Get in the sun, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey yo, all I wanna do is take my bitch to Atlantis. All I wanna do is sell a brick in the Hamptons. We were 17, had coke on the campus. Working off grams, you was working on your grandma. Was told if the cops ask questions, don't answer. And never show up to a deal with no hammers. Nowadays, my custodies is my best friends. My best friends doing bids in the Fed pen. I got a stake in the drug game. And keep a face in my lap who don't even know my gov name. Just bills, low profile Jackson. Newspapers and cigars, cause I'm old fashioned. Love a bitch who gon' give me head with no gag. All she need is a shot of like two aspirin. Fist fights in the playground, I kept jabbing. 10 years later, niggas was shooting and stabbing. His case unsolved, niggas know who clapped him. And all they did was pass his mom a few nagging. Low cut, wave spinning, but I'm do-ragging. I can't stop till my cars and my jewels matching, nigga.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to the Madhouse Radio Show with your girl, Justice Lane. Today, I'll be joined with a special guest, author Renata Huggins. Make sure you stay tuned in. Also visit our website at ism-radio.com.
One time for the money, and two for the show. I brought a bag full of money, and you know what this is for. Drop, 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 drop it low. I'm trying to see you work, 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 work the flow. Drop bang, know I drop bang, know I drop bang, know I drop bang. I drop them bang, know I drop them bang, know I drop them bang, know I drop them bang.
Three streets. Oh, you know I'm looking for the thickest chick that's about to hit that bone. I got a bag full of money. She dropping it to the floor. That's my favorite girl. I spoil it cause she know I can't afford it. Don't clap, pop, pop that ass. I keep you working for it. Get these bands up off my hands. I grab my bag and get some more. Ain't no tricking. I ain't tripping to me. Yeah, dang. Late night strip club. Black bottles and rosé. If you saying we can chase it. Mimosa that OJ. Now she dancing on their hands and she popping it my way. Sexy waist, I sense it shape and she twerking at slow pace. I got a bag full of money, gonna shake it in my face.
One time for the money, two for the show. I brought a bag full of money and you know what this is for. Drop, 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 drop it low. I'm trying to see you work, 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 work the flow. Drop bang, you know I drop bang.
Work, twerk, work the flow, like Kendrick Couture, or Lyric Galore. She a baddie, like Gucci out in Dallas, or Cream out in Onyx. Throw that money like it's nothing. Work, 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 work. You gon' get this money back. Twerk, twerk, underlay. She do it like Johnny Blaze. That bitch bad, but my bitch better. She a bad girl like H. John Sierra. Tonight, oh yeah, it's gonna be a good night. We gon' throw some bread in the air. Cool fight, eyes on my fan. I got my hand on the city. She'll go get it, making the band, no did it.
One time for the money, and two for the show. I brought a bag full of money, and you know what this is for. Drop, 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 drop it low. I'm trying to see you work, 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 work the flow. Drop bang. I drop bang, you know I drop bang, you know I drop bang. I drop them bang, you know I drop them bang, you know I drop them bang, you know I drop them bang. I drop bang.
Young and Thuggin' Records taking over for 1999, bitch. We gon' take this shit back. We gon' take this shit back. We gon' take this shit back. Why?
How they feel, hold it, yes, it be hotter than
boy. Yeah, I'm fucking with the hot boys. Hot boy, Turk and me, we back up on the block, boy. 3C Murder, R.I.P. Slim. We back up on the block, I mean, we back up in the gym. Nigga, getting his weight up, getting 30 for a kilo. 500 for an ounce, that's a motherfucking free throw. The way we shoot this pistol, they call us evil. I'm from the Callio Project, I do this for my people. Yeah, I'm a killer, nigga, call me Meatball. I'm a drug lord like Clemens, I put it in the hall. Free the boy, B. Jizzle, he be home in a minute. Nigga, I'm the mayor, got the keys to the city. Nigga, woe they on your bitch if your bitch looking pretty. Woe they play games and woe they he could get it. Woe they in the big cars, fucking with the big dog. Riding with the top ball, choppers on the front yard. Mob shit.
Woe they, what's up?
Woe they,
what's up?
Bring it back. Getting they hustle on, be selling clothes like crack. Using them credit cards, writing them phony checks. Stripping at them strip clubs, charging them down trip. Quick to beat a hoe down, the bitch get out of pay. Shank her with a box cut, spray her eyes with mace. They be smoking weed, drinking lean, popping necks. Some of them hoes tougher than a nigga in a jet. Baby mama, drive my house full of hood rats. You never saw they daddy, don't even know where he at. Old folks be on the post, they see everything. Won't mind that call 5-0, tell him everything. Crack fiends, roam the street all night. Stealing everything that come in their sight. They get right, when they get right, go on the flight, it just might. Breaking your house, gotta leave all your life.
You listening to Justice Lane right now, this your boy Gold Rush, I ain't gonna lie.
Little flip in the building.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. JJ. Migos. Yeah. Taking it to all the shit from ATL Charlotte. Where the fuck you at? It's LOL Charlotte. Bitch in my kitchen, she's scoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware. So touching my dude for my other one. Bitch in my kitchen, she's scoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware.
That pistol up on my right side, that purple all in my lungs.
Keep a chopper with a chopper like Mad Max. Trap house mashed out with a cash hat. Fuck nigga better duck like Affleck. Cause I'm chasing the cheese like a lab rat.
East side, I'm from there, so you know that I sold my drugs there. Got a bad bitch from England, she got an attitude and long hair. I can get a whole brick on this tail, nigga. Bitch, I'm fresh out of jail, nigga. Beat a good truck, made bail, nigga. On probation, blowing L's, nigga. Your bitch in my kitchen, she's snorting. This guy make a run like force. I supply them blocks, they tag them in the rocks, and the young niggas get them joints. Don't come to my block, you ain't from there. Don't come to my block, you don't live there. You might walk up, you might run up, but you fuck around and leave in a wheelchair. Bitch in my kitchen, she's scoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching my deuce on my underwear. Bitch in my kitchen, she's scoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching my deuce on my underwear. Shoot a fuck nigga, better have help. Your chop on the block, your litter.
I had a condo at 15. My guns, they all machine. It's 20 chickens in the kitchen. My girl cook like Paula Dean. My pit bull off the leash. It's blue with platinum teeth. I got the hookup with the cooker. Plus, I moved a masterpiece. 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, I dress up all my roster. Exterior, plain Jane. But you should see the hole inside. These youngsters popping mollies, my shooters smoking D, and they got clovers on their shoulders, so you know they shoot for fleas.
Now what's up, big mouth, you still broke, huh?
Yo shows be empty in my gig,
so clean.
My trap be jumping like Blake, my conjugates like Drake, I be finger fucking millions with that pack of all my cellies.
Bitch in my kitchen,
they
laying up on the floor. I'm making them play in Delaware, touching my deuce on my underwear. Bitch in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up on the floor.
I'm making them play.
Madhouse Radio, biatch.
Sometimes I feel like that. I could write more foul than the lad. Yo, that shit is cash, trust me, son. I never lead you astray. Take my word, niggas wanna hear how you think. It be that shit that you wouldn't expect to win. That stay playing in they decks over and again. Speak your thoughts, put your all in it. Whatever's in your mind, spit it. Place your anger on the page, release tension on the tape, a stress verse. Seem to be what they most thirst. Makes fake niggas disperse and never challenge them. Balance in the weakness is what I specialize in. Don't you my nigga, cause you keep me hype when I'm writing. Kept me on point in the night when it might go down. Keep my eyes wide in the daytime as well. Kept me focused on what's real and nothing else. I find it healthy to conversate with myself. I kick it with my doubt. Kept you alive all these years. It's the inner voice you should've took heed to and shit. Could've been home instead of bleeding. Maybe next time you listen when it speaks. Yo, son, I got a story to tell. Remember last week's mission? I told you bring the gun. Yeah, nah, listen. Without me, you be a memory. I'm the one you could come to for guidance. Bring you home alive when you wildin'. Kept you out of harm's way. Told you when to spray. Told you when it's time to put it away. And when the cops came, you were safe. Without question, I stay aware, son. I'm listening every time we speak. It's real. I know your intentions is to make sure we both safe and living and breathing. Get all respect from me, son. Believe it. Got kids to raise and bills to pay. Enemies to lay down when they stand in our way. It's only us. What about the click? Now if you die, is they coming when you shot? Do they feel the bullet? And when you broke, can they fix it? Alright then, you keep writing and let me do the digging. I brought us this far without mistaking.
In my head from choices that I dreaded choosing. Courses I should have took heed. Lost in my weed, steady losing. Thug strikes, badges of honor. Forced to succeed, horse on their knees. Fucking with millionaires, killers and thieves. I'm fucking so there's no feeling where I'm busting. I pee. I love the cars, but I suffered and my scars run deep. I stay to myself one deep, pray to my God, cause he say when it's hard, get on one knee and ask God for forgiveness. Fuck the cast of ice, Ferraris with 220 on the dash when your life ain't right. See niggas smile up in your face and stick a knife in your back. Snake shake your hand and got a stick up in your wife's back. Why is it like that? It's life black. This is a game. The way I see it, both bitches and niggas, it's the same. I trust myself. I can't fuck myself. When hoes leave and no weed, I still know me. Just myself. Fear's weakness. Learn from what experience teaches. Beware leeches. They vampires. My secrets never follow. Cause most niggas are straight up cowards. Take care of my body. It's the temple. My mind is the power.
Aura, 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 A
Hi, this is Alice, and you're listening to IFM Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's your girl, Justice Lane. You already know. You're live on Madhouse Music Show. Live, direct, and uncut with Renata Huckins, author of Lies He Told, First Edition, author of Lies He Told, Limited Cover Edition, and author of Lipstick Diaries, In Love with an Addict. Get ready to hear the truth. Good afternoon, Renata.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you today?
I am well. And yourself?
Fine. Thank you for asking. I've been hearing about this book, and thank you for my copy. I didn't put it down last night. So what inspired you to write Lies He Told?
Well, I was in a car accident. I'm sort of like an author by accident. You know, I was in a car accident in 2004 where I was hit by a drunk driver. And I had time on my hands, you know, nothing but time. And I literally thought about my story that had nothing to do with my accident and just started to write. And while I was in the hospital, I had a dream that I was talking to Oprah, not about my car accident, but about my story and what had happened to me and my son. And I just literally went into my computer, got some computer paper with a manila folder, and just started writing literally what happened, and that was it. And I had a story.
Okay, and how old were you when you wrote your first book?
I was 29.
You were 29. Okay, and when everything that you tell us occurred in the book, what age were you?
I was between the ages of 15 and 17. I got pregnant at 15, and I delivered my son at 16.
So what was your vision for the book?
In the beginning, it was just a meal ticket. You know, I just wanted to write it. I wanted to sell it to a publishing company. I thought somebody would pay me lots of money, you know, because I figured it was a really good story. So that was my initial story. It was a meal ticket.
Okay.
That was it.
So you keep saying that you're an author by accident. What do you mean by that?
Well, just meaning that it was never my passion to write a book. I haven't always, you know, written books. I never, ever thought of writing a book before my accident. And so that's why I just call myself an author by accident, because if I never had that accident, I probably would not have Lies He Told.
Okay. So we're hearing so much about your first book published with Concrete Rose. Tell us what happened with Concrete Rose Publishing.
Concrete Rose Publishing was the first independent publishing company here in Boston that had reached out to me. I had a couple of publications reach out to me, and I just figured, like, you know, if they were offering me, you know, $16,000, $15,000, $20,000 to buy my story, I just only imagined what they, you know, had in mind for what their profit was going to be. And when I met Latifa Sanchez, who is the owner and the president, and she's the founder and president of Concrete Rose Publishing, once I talked to her and, you know, let her know what my story was, found out that she was independent, and we're both, you know, African-American females, our children, you know, played on the same football teams. And as she explained it to me, you know, me just selling my book, once I sell it and take those couple of dollars that they're going to give me, they can go and make millions of dollars off of my book, and I'll never be able to have any right to those monies at all. But if I go into a independent publishing company and become more of like a partnership, then I would reap most of the benefits from my royalties. And of course, like I said, I thought I knew her, you know, our kids played on the same teams together, and I thought this was going to be more of a partnership, you know. We did the first book, I wrote it, I paid for all of the editing and the cover and everything on it. She ultimately ended up moving to Atlanta 3 weeks before my book was supposed to be published. Well, not published, it was already published before we were supposed to have the actual release date, the release party. She moved to Atlanta 3 weeks prior, canceled the entire party unbeknownst to me. I had people calling me like, hey, why is your party canceled? I didn't even know that she canceled it. By the time I contacted her, she was already in Atlanta with the book, and we were supposed to go move forward from there. You know, she just said that instead of her doing all of the promoting in Atlanta, I mean in Boston, that I would handle the Boston spectrum and she would handle the Atlanta spectrum, and we would still make money and the book would still do great. to this day, I have not heard from her. To this day, I have not received a dime, and she sold hundreds upon hundreds of copies of this book via Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Yeah, I gather she did. I read a good portion of the book, and okay, I just have to ask one question. The person that you
go ahead.
Okay, you referred to him as Keyshawn. Okay, now was he really that crazy?
Was Keyshawn really that crazy?
Oh well, okay. I know it's just a character in the book, but he was somebody that you dated, or he's the father of your children, right?
He's the father of my child. He's the father of my oldest son. Yes.
Okay.
His name is also Keyshawn. And yes, he was that crazy. And is he still that crazy? Absolutely. Is he still walking around with this craziness going on? Absolutely. Yeah. This is a man that is alive and well. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, he has nothing to do with me and my son. My son is pretty much an adult now. That part of it is over. But yes, is that crazy? Yes, he does still exist. And yes, he does still go by the name of Keyshawn.
Okay. Well, how did he feel about the book?
In the beginning, he was upset, naturally. I've thought him since I've written the book, you know, and it's not too much. It's not too much animosity, you know, when you are telling the truth, you know, the truth does hurt. But at the same time, I told no lies on him, you know, so he knows exactly what I said is exactly what happened. I do believe that he's read the book because he's quoted a couple of things to me. Either he read it or somebody that read it told him about it, you know. But initially, he was upset. But as I began to run into him off and on, as it began to settle, you know what I mean, he, you know, gave me good praise for it and said that he does hope that I do go far. His words verbatim were, you know, you got the book now, you told the story about me, sky's the limit, you know. So he's in a better space now about it.
So, well, yeah, he got over it. But as far as re-releasing everything, what can we expect right of for now? Are you going to be writing another book?
I do have a part two to this that I am writing right now. I just published with Augusta Publishing Lipstick Diaries, and that is available now. It's available digital now. You can get it on Amazon. And I will actually have the actual hard copies of the book in my possession next month, April 7th. So that's my newest thing that I have right now. And we can expect Lies He Told Part 2 to come out. I want to say by the summer, but again, it really depends on, you know, how well I can market it and I can get someone to pick it up. I really don't, if I had it my way, you know, Justice, I wouldn't self-publish. I would have a major publishing company behind me, you know what I mean, where I had a team that was working for me and you know, rooting for me to make it to the bestsellers list. So if I had to have it my way, the way that I'm doing it now is not my ideal way. I really would love to sign with someone like, you know, Cash Money Content or even like a Random House or something like that.
What do you want from the book? Do you want it to turn into a movie, or do you want to reach people that, you know, that can relate to your story?
Most importantly, I want to reach people. And I think that I'm halfway there. You know what I mean? I think that my dream with that and really inspiring people, and not people, but just young women, you know, that found themselves or are still finding themselves in this situation, and, you know, they don't know what to do about it or feel like there's no out. You know, I want to reach that population, either to let them know that you can overcome it or to stop them by reading my story. They'll see that that's not the, you know, the life you want to live. It is not a good idea, you know, to wake up every day and want to have a baby, you know, because this is the outcome. My dream is to bring it to life through film. I hands down believe that it's a lifetime. They can just definitely have it, and the ratings would be off the hook. I believe that it is, you know, feature film as well, box office as well. With the right people, you know, and the right actors and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing my own character, but I think that, between Lifetime and box office, that's my dream goal. That's where I want to see it go. You know, I believe that I'm already in the dream of actively getting it to young people, you know, and to women that don't know about my story, and that there are men out here that, you know, really will go that far. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, for all those listening in that haven't read the book, we're speaking about Lies He Told. It's, you know, Justice Lane. I'm live with Renata Huggins. We're speaking about the book. So, okay, let's talk about that, the book, and, well, your story. And, well, you were 15 years old at the time. And
I was.
So, you know, you were young and you fell in love with this guy. So can you tell us, like, a brief description of what we can expect inside the book?
Well, pretty much, you know, Shanae Huggins is, you know, she's good looking, or she thinks she's good looking anyways. She's fast talking, and she's really good at getting what she wants, you know, out of whoever she wants, you know. And she ultimately meets her match when she meets Keyshawn. You know, he's a guy that presents all of the things that she likes and that she wants. And she pretty much is in a what you can do for me kind of mind frame. You know, she never really dealt with anybody that couldn't do anything for her. So when this man presented himself, she thought that she had pretty much met a gold mine and was all set, you know. And she was fooled. Everything about him was a facade.
Yeah, but did you ever ask him why he lied about his name? Like, what? Like, I can understand, like, maybe if, you know, he's an artist and he approaches you, this is his name. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, but you're still going to find out his name. So I didn't really see the purpose of that. You know, I was trying to think of, okay, why would he lie? Unless he had something, like, serious to hide. But he kept coming around. So that's why I was like, I didn't understand why he was lying. Did you ever find out why?
And he's still around. No, believe it or not, this is a person that is, you know, it's another level of fantasy. It's another level of, you know, making up who you are, you know, because this is a man that still to this day, you know, it is 2015, and he still has not came straight out and said to me, you know, well, I lied. You know, he's still telling me, nope, that's my middle name. Nope, that's my dad's last name. No, I mean, it's just all this stuff still,
yeah.
You know,
when
so
people,
I really
when
believe that, you know, he might believe that. As sad as it is, he really might believe that his name is Keyshawn Johnson. It's
sad. When people meet people, you tell them, be like, hey, my name is this, and AKA, you know, or this and that. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you usually say. So that was kind of weird of him, but, you know.
Right. I mean, I'd be lying if I said, you know, I never gave a person a fake name, a guy a fake name. But naturally, it was a guy that I wanted no interest in. You know what I mean? I just to give him a name. You know what I'm saying?
And how,
so
and how long
I,
were you,
I can relate to it.
How long were you guys dating before you, like, kept pushing the subject of, like, what is your name? Or when did you suspect that he wasn't telling the truth?
Unfortunately, it was after I had my son. You know, I had heard little bits and pieces, you know what I mean, just to really keep it honest. I heard bits and pieces, you know, and each time I heard things, I would go back to him, you know, and I saw some things too. You know what I mean? That's why I say in the book, you know, people always say love is blind, you know, but I say love is blind and love is deaf. You know, because when you're in love and all you are thinking about is that person, you know, you don't want to hear the truth sometimes. You know what I mean? No matter how, you know, how healthy it might be or good for you to know this information, you kind of block it out. And I have to be honest to say, some of the things that I heard and some of the things that I saw when I would ask him, I let his little bullshit, you know, excuses for it or lies, I allowed them to work. You know what I mean? But I think that as time went on, I began to see more and more, and that's when I came to my senses, like, no, this is bullshit, you know what I mean?
But I
saw little signs, though, you know, I can't lie, there were little things, and as you continue to read in the book, I know you haven't finished.
Oh, no,
it,
I got far into the point where you was fighting back.
Oh, okay, all right, so there you go then. So then that was the part then. At that point, I had enough of the bullshit,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So I did see signs. You know, to answer that question, I did, you know, and I did ask about them, you know what I mean? But I let his little bullshit excuses that he gave me, that was okay for me. That worked for me at the time.
That's good. Well, you're doing your thing. You got a
you know, a great book here, you know, and another book. You have more books coming out. Your two sons, how old are they now?
They are 15 and 18.
Very nice.
Sean is 18 years old, yeah.
Very
nice. Yep, so I did it without him, you know what I mean? I've had my support, but nothing from him, yeah.
And I was just going to say that, you know, you did it and you wrote about it and you plan on reaching out to other people. You know, what I've read so far is, you know, it's a great story, and I definitely feel it will reach a lot of people. And especially,
thank you so much.
You know, especially how everybody is, you know, the generation, you know, today.
Absolutely.
You know, of course it's different, but I definitely feel it will reach the youth.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only girl, you know, the only woman that has had something like this happen to them. But I've never heard about it. I've never, ever heard it, though, in my life. Never heard of someone literally going that far, you know, with a baby involved and everything. I've never heard it be this drastic, you know?
Yeah, he did take it very far. And he continued. I even got to the part of the book where he disappeared for 2 years. You didn't talk to him for 2 years, and then he came back.
Absolutely, just like out of midair.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like how it is now in real life. You know, he'll drop off the face of the earth. Then, you know, next thing you know, you'll see him, like, up in our local square or something, or like, around, you know, where we live or whatever. It's literally like that. He pops in and pops out, not in and out of our lives, but, like, just on the scene. You know, for a minute you don't see him around Boston, then you see him, you know.
Okay, so we're not going to give everybody the book, but make sure you guys check this out. You know, I'm going to finish the book. But,
absolutely. You know, and we want to make sure, too, Justice, we're going to tell everybody where to get it?
Yes, so they can get a copy.
Because we want to make sure that no one, absolutely no one, is going on Amazon purchasing that white copy. Because anyone that buys Lies He Told online or from Amazon or anywhere, Latifa Sanchez and Concrete Rose Publishing are reaping the benefits of that. Renata Huggins will not see a dime of it. So I just ask everybody to contact me directly via Facebook, via Twitter, via IG. I'm Renata Huggins on all those websites. My email is renatahuggins@yahoo.com. Please contact me directly. I sign, seal, and deliver to all around the Boston area.
Yes,
and if you're, I sure do. And
yes,
if,
I got my copy.
Exactly. Justice is a witness. And if you're not in the Boston area, as you can see, I'll get that book to you. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so besides the book, what are you up to lately? Or what are you going on? Are you currently seeing someone? Are you in a relationship? Or what's going on?
No, I'm not in a relationship at all. I am 100% single. Absolutely single.
Okay.
I've been single for quite some time now. So I am single. And right now I'm just trying to finish school. You know, I'm in my last semester. I'm gonna graduate, you know, with my little credentials that I need for work. So that's pretty exciting. And just that and the book. Those are my two main things that I have going on right now, just getting ready to graduate from school. I actually just transitioned in my job, so I'm at another place, but which is a better place. So other than that, that is about it.
Very nice. Very nice. Whoa.
And you guys can definitely, I want people to definitely make sure they look up Lipstick Diaries, you know, go get that on Amazon, on all of your ebooks, your Kindles, all those good things. And as I said, I will have actual books for sale as of April 7th.
Okay. You know, make sure you guys listen and also check her out in the upcoming issues of IFM Magazine. You can hear more of her story. You know, you can always call in if you're wondering what's going on. We can keep you updated to see if she writes another book. But
absolutely. Not if she does, when it's done, because you definitely will when it's done.
Okay, there you go. But everybody that comes on Madhouse Radio, I always ask them this question. Well, reading the book is probably many, but if you can just give me one story of what is the craziest thing that ever happened to you. Let's say during the book, what would you say is the crazy experience?
I was going to say another story. Okay, so during the book, I would say the craziest thing that has ever happened to me It was two. Probably that incident with me on the porch. Like, I think that was pretty crazy. It just shows, like, another level of how in love you could be and what love makes you do. That whole crying out on the porch incident. I get so much feedback on that, too. Everybody says, I was on that porch with you, girl. I was on that porch. So,
yeah.
So the porch incident. And
where the lady, where you went to his house and he was with the girl? That part are you talking about, or?
No, I'm talking about when I was on the porch all by myself.
Oh, when he came back.
As if he can hear me, okay? Oh. As if he can hear me. I'm just on the porch with my pregnant belly, screaming his name off the front porch because he had been MIA for days. I hadn't seen him, didn't know where he was. That was just like a really crazy time in my life. Yeah. And the other time, I would say, that whole event, you know, that whole event in a nutshell for me was definitely life-changing. It was an eye-opener, you know what I mean? And just going through that, you know, just really put me in perspective of a lot of things, you know.
Well,
that
is
in my car accident. Yeah, I was going to say that in my car accident, you know. I had never been through anything like that ever before in my life either.
And
so
at what age
that,
did that
alive,
happen?
I'm blessed. The car accident was when I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit by the drunk driver in 2004. My birthday kind of goes with the year, you know. So every year, the year changes, I get a year older.
That's what we all do, right? And but wiser, but wiser. That's what I always say. So you know, you get older and wiser. But it's a great story, and you know, I support it and everything that you're doing, and I
thank
think
you so much.
And, you know, I love it. I love, you know, powerful women that are strong. You know, you got over it. You know, you moved on. You kept your head high. You took care of your kids. You did what you had to do. And despite everything, it takes a lot of courage. You know, you put it in a book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the problem. A lot of people go through more than you know, go through that same experience, but they have a hard time talking about it. You know,
they're ashamed. You know, it's like, how did you let something like that happen? But it happened.
Because everybody's,
you know, so ashamed.
Everybody's so quick to judge. You know,
absolutely.
That's the problem. But if they read that book, it's a great book, and it's just, you know, they're going to relate to it in one way or another, because nobody's dated the perfect person. You're like, you know,
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Everybody has their problems. Everybody's met that.
Has had their ordeal of crazy, right? Everybody's met their crazy.
Yes, everybody's crazy in their own way.
Right.
Well, thank you for joining me. And, you know, I'm definitely going to finish the book, and I'm definitely going to keep contact with you, and we're going to speak more.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Well, one more time before we go and say goodbye, do you want to give everybody your Instagram and Twitter one more time?
Sure. So it's Instagram at Renarda Huggins, and I also have an author page on Instagram, Renarda the Author, and then on my Twitter, I'm Renarda Huggins, and on Facebook, I'm Renarda Huggins also, and you can definitely email me at RenardaHuggins@yahoo.com. Again, as I said, the surrounding Boston area, I sign, seal, and deliver, and if you do not live in Boston, I definitely will mail your book to you. I'm going to get one of those the square things, too, to go to my phone. So pretty soon we'll be taking credit cards as well. And I want to give a shout-out to my manager really quickly, Natasha Duran. She's, like, she's the best. Like, she's my cousin and she's my manager, but she's just, like, so fly, and she's absolutely the best. And my kids, too, they're the best.
Mm-hmm. I was checking out your website and your pictures. You just did an event the other day.
I did. We did the celebrity fashion show. So shout out to Shamika James too, and the Harris family. Tiny and Tia's kids were definitely in the building. I sent a little package back for all of them. So yes, absolutely, we did that, and it was great. It was a great turnout.
Perfect. Well, you know, definitely much love and support to you and her. You know, keep pushing, keep doing your thing. I can't wait till the other book drops, and you know, just keep me updated, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, and I want to thank everybody that supported Liasi Totu, whoever's bought the book, read the book, the white one and the black one. I'm one of them. I thank you so much. You have no idea how wonderful and appreciated you are. I really, really thank you with all my heart.
Oh,
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, you heard it first. It's Madhouse Music Show. You guys got to check out the book. It is definitely crazy. It's a good story. A lot of action, a lot of truth, and you guys will definitely relate to it. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you check her out on her Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you visit our website at ifm-radio.com. Also, subscribe to IFM Magazine. Enjoy the show. We're live. Open phone line 646-200-3230. This is Case Shook Up off his new album, Heaven's Door.
Now this here ain't no ordinary love, and I'll be hooked on you just like a drug. You got what I'm needing, damn my body's dreaming. I can't go one day without your love. Now this ain't something that I usually do, but for some reason I can't keep my cool. Since the day I met you, must be something special. Got me shook up with the things you do.
Oh, yeah. All my love is in. Justice Lane from Madhouse, and you already know how we do. You already know what it is. IFM radio station, baby.
Hello, world, shout it. This bitch is Italian. I think this whip is Italian. She got her ass like a stallion, and I pulled up in the stallion. My cousin hoes from Italy. She jigging on them jelly beans. It doesn't owe this bitch to you. My ball is checking me. We brought Italiano. I just left Italy swagging all through Manchester. We can kick it like the FIFA World Cup. But know that it's Ferraris when a nigga pulling up. Gucci this and Gucci that. Gucci shades and Gucci hats. Gucci belt this, Gucci strap. Bitch, I'm bringing Gucci back. They turning down, we firming up. Italian wine, I'm drunk as fuck. Bad bitch in this Maserati. Backseat, I beat it like Ferrari. I know the mob, nigga. This ain't no movie when I say Italian job, nigga. Italiano, I know the mob, nigga. This ain't no movie when I say Italian job, nigga. Straight up. This bitch is Italian, I think this whip is Italian. She got her ass like a stallion, and I put up in the stallion. My cousin hoes from Italy, she chicken on them jelly beans. It doesn't owe this bitch to me. My ball like checking me. Moving broad Italiano. Italiano, a bag on Italiano.
We're swaggin' in Italy, and we don't fuck with London. Yeah, you know I'm leanin', like the Tower of Pisa. Yeah, I get this dough, cause they invented pizza. I'm plugged in with mobsters, who only eat pasta. If you are imposter, you get cracked like lobster. No, as far as them cars go, them cars go. Italiano, no, as far as them bras go, them bras go. Straight up, this bitch is Italian. I think this whip is Italian. She got her ass like a stallion, and I pulled up in the stallion. My cousin hoes from Italy. She shaking all them jelly beans. It doesn't owe this bitch to them. Hop on like checking me.
Rocking at my show, or we can take a trip on the boat coast to coast. Ain't no pussy, just trying to treat you nice. Show your little mama with me, there's a better life. Even off that weed, we be higher than a kite. Treat you like a fender bender, hit that at night.
Okay. If you need me, then you know where I be. Just please keep it real with a nigga like me, and everything will be real smooth. And if not, don't go and lose your cool. I'll bounce back real good, you just know how I move. I put it on, you know a nigga fucking new school. I show you places that you like to move, but you ain't what I need. You just gave me them skis, baby. Shit green, but at least shit is true, baby. I'm a hustle, focus on these things, baby. No worry, I'll show you what the miss, lady. And that's when you fall in love, but I don't want you, ooh. I'm a monster on the track in the streets, baby. You listening, worried about them sheets, baby. But it's deeper than that. I already had a bitch, baby.
Tuned into Madhouse Music Show. Make sure you check out ifm-radio.com, also Madhouse LLC on Twitter and Instagram.
Madhouse Radio, biatch!